four kids, did you always knew you wanted a big family?
No. So I didn't want kids. I didn't want to get married. I thought I was going to be career girl and that's it. And I had my eyes set on my goals. And I was never the little girl that like dreamt about the wedding dress and all of that. And then it happened so early in my life. So it's like, it's one of those things like you don't know what you actually don't know what you want.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
To the Lanch J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence, a part of the HUR Voices Sirius XM Channel 141 family. I'm your host, James Lewis. It is always a pleasure to be with you, broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and of course, on Lanch J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. I don't usually do this. One of the core values and rules of this program, I don't talk about people's personal lives. I don't care about your personal life. I'm not into what's going on in your family. I'm not a self-help guru. I'm not a marriage counselor. I'm not a therapist. I'm not your pastor. So I generally think that it's reprehensible for people in the media to get into the personal lives of athletes, entertainers, also host the Rubicon, Healthcare for the Culture, also host that show on Sirius XM Channel 141. I talk a lot about politics, but I don't get into the personal lives of the people involved. It's really none of my business. And I don't have delusions of grandeur to think that I'm in a position where I can speak on Steph Curry and Ayesha Curry. And I want to be careful. I don't want to get out of pocket with what I'm about to say. Because Stephen A. Smith, who is the face of sports in the United States of America, he said some out-of-pocket things about Serena Williams earlier in the year. And then when her billionaire husband pulled up on the show, it was crickets. And I'll be honest, I don't want to swear on the radio, but I thought that was a chump move, man. If you're gonna say something, say it with your chest, man. And I know that they weren't in the studio together, but if you're gonna have words on somebody's wife and you see them, then you need to keep that same energy. So I'm gonna be careful, and what I'm about to say may not reflect the opinions of Howard University Radio Network. This is my opinion. This is Lanch J. James Lewis. My thoughts, opinions, not facts. But Ayesha Curry, she personifies the disrespectful, ungrateful spouse. Notice I didn't say woman, but an ungrateful spouse who's competing with her husband, who's jealous of her husband, who thinks that it should be about her, who thinks that she's the star, that she's the prize. And there are men that think that way too. I'm not going to go. If you're looking for a man versus woman rant, you're not going to get that here. But it's disgusting that someone like Steph Curry, and I don't know Steph Curry, like I said, I don't know anything about virtually any of these people in the industry and entertainers, and neither do you. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors in someone's home, but from what we see, Steph Curry seems to be a stand-up guy. He seems to be a good father. He seems to be a good husband. If Steph Curry was in the streets, it would definitely be on TMZ and in the tabloids. So he's out doing dirt. If he had other kids floating around somewhere, we'd probably know about it because he has to deal with the paparazzi. So Steph Curry seems to be a good dude. Like I said, I'm not in their home. I know that he's not perfect. I'm going in my fourth year being married. I know that he damn sure isn't perfect. I'm sure at some point he left the cap on the toothpaste off. I'm sure at some point he didn't take out the trash. I'm sure at some point he didn't meet a need of his spouse because nobody's perfect. So I'm not saying that Steph Curry is perfect, but I will say that when it comes to being a competitor, when it comes to being a dog, when it comes to being best in class, when it comes to being elite at his job, Steph Curry is an overachiever. And that's what makes me so angry about Ayesha Curry and just the series. I know that she was running her mouth on the clip that I aired to start the show, saying that, hey, I didn't really want this life. I didn't really want to get married. I didn't want to have kids. I didn't want all of that. I wanted to focus on me. I wanted it to be about me. She used the word me and I 38 times in a row. But what bothers me is that Steph Curry is an overachiever. He was not drafted to be a franchise savior. Nobody thought that coming out of college, he was going to be one of the best ever. He went to Davidson because he's, in essence, I assume it was too small that North Carolina didn't want him. Power five schools at the time. That was power four. None of those schools wanted Steph Curry. So he went to Davidson. And he's worked hard and he's gotten better. Even when he first got into the NBA, Steph Curry had those issues with his ankles. And nobody saw this level of greatness coming. Now, obviously, he was a lottery pick. So he was expected to have talent. Nobody thought that Steph Curry was going to be in the GOAT conversation. Modern day GOAT, not all time GOAT. I'm not putting up with Mike and Kareem. But Steph Curry is going to finish his career. He's going to be in the pantheon. He's going to be in the top 10 basketball players of all time. Four rings. And just because Steph Curry is really successful and they have millions of dollars and I assume all sorts of houses and probably have a 15-bedroom mansion and probably have all the cars. I'm sure Ayesha Curry hasn't flown coach or business class in a long time. I'm sure at home they have manservants and maidservants, like in the Bible. That doesn't mean that your marriage is happy. That doesn't mean that you're happy. That doesn't mean that Ayesha Curry doesn't have goals as a human being. I understand all of those things. But what bothers me about her and what bothers me about couples in general, and I see this, I don't care if it's the man or the woman, because I have seen instances where the woman is more successful than the man, and the man is jealous, and the man is a hater, and the man is secretly rooting for the woman to flop and fail. So she could get back in the kitchen. But what bothers me about Ayesha Curry is that your man is an overachiever. Your man has exceeded expectations. Your man is a global icon. Your man is putting food on the table. Your man generally has been a stand-up guy. And you disrespect him over and over and over again, and you think it's cool, you think it's funny, and you would rather have the spotlight on yourself because you're jealous. I don't think that Ayesha Curry married down. I'm not going to tear down a sister and her looks and what she brings to the table. I'm not going to do all that. But I don't think that Ayesha Curry is the prize in this situation. I think that at the very least, they're equally yoked. I'm pretty sure that if Steph Curry was a single man, I don't think that he would have a problem on the dating scene. I think that he would be able to find whoever a bevy. What tipping off old foes wrapped in four Vogues. I think Steph Curry would be fine. And it just disgusts me to see this attitude and to see this energy. And I don't like it. I don't like what Jada does it to Will. And I think their marriage is way in another place. I don't like what Michelle Obama does it to Barack. I think people that put their personal business and their marriage and what's going on, their thoughts and all that stuff on a podcast, when you're a public figure and you're undercutting your husband or wife, I think the people that do that are sick, reprehensible, vomit-inducing people. Because you're so focused on attention, you're so focused on your own narcissism and your egocentricity that you would rather have negative attention rain down upon your family as long as it's attention that you're getting. And no, I'm not saying Aisha Curry should be in the kitchen getting Steph a turkey sandwich. I'm not saying that because that's not realistic either. And I support, I hope that she has goals and I hope that she pursues those goals. But last time I checked, Steph Curry is the best of his generation at what he does. What the hell is Aisha Curry the best at her generation at what she does? When has it become okay for mediocre people to shoot down their spouse? Notice I didn't say mediocre women, but when has it been okay for someone who's a B minus to go to the A plus and say, you're not good enough. I should be the star. There's no marriage to someone who despises you. There's no marriage to someone who's rooting for you to fail. There's no marriage for Steph Curry's 37 years old. There's no 45 year marriage to someone that disrespects you and despises you. I'm not encouraging someone to end their marriage. And like I said, I don't have anything personally against Aisha Curry. I don't know her. I don't care. But you're not gonna have no long term marriage with that. And to hell with the women out there that encourage this type of ridiculous behavior. I've only been married for a little bit over 3 years. Marriage is a partnership. You're supposed to build each other up, not tear each other down. You're not supposed to be focused on yourself. And nothing personifies tearing someone down than going to social media, going on podcasts, undercutting, subtweeting, ripping your husband, disrespecting your husband because you want to be the star. And every time he's out there at the NBA Finals getting a trophy, you're like, man, the camera should be on me. Because I'm the prize. Bleep you, man.
Live from the Paragon 7 studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Lewis,
a bona fide bad motherfucker, that's who.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay these same contracts,
allow them to take everything we own.
Creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter our hospital.
Putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses.
And we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
How?
to the patients.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Griselda, Griselda, Griselda. By Fashion Rep, by Fashion Rep.
So we all know about West Side Gun. We know about Benny. We know about Conway. But I want to introduce Stove God Cooks. But I want to introduce Brother Tom Sose, the talented brother. Man. You can hear him on some of the recent work, some of the recent albums that West Side Gun has put out.
Buffalo, it's a beautiful place. It's bittersweet, man, because it's just, you know, if y'all love Griselda, man, so there's the East Side Buffalo stuff that they rap about, it's facts. It's 100%. As far as new music, it's on the way. The streets is talking and the streets are right. I got an album. My Griselda debut is on the way. You know, it's just West Side Gun. If anybody is familiar with his work, that man is a genius. I couldn't believe it. If you listen to Health Science, pinch me. I'm dreaming. Man. It's just, I couldn't believe it at all, man.
You're telling me when I switch to T-Mobile, you'll give me an iPhone 16 Pro and I can keep my old phone?
That's right. No trade-in.
There's always a trade-in.
Not at T-Mobile. For the first time ever, there's no trade-in needed.
No!
Yes! Also, at T-Mobile, you save at least 20% versus the other big guys.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma. Boxer raisins. I'm a mom. A balloon. Banana peel.
For the first time ever, when you switch to T-Mobile, get a new iPhone 16 Pro on us. And keep your old phone, because there's no trade-in needed.
Take whatever you want.